They're both different, but they're both intoxicants. And it's known that alcohol has far more immediate and far greater effects than marijuana. Could he probably share as to whether he agrees with the legalization of alcohol?
Reverend Mutenda, can you react to what Mr. Ndabambi is saying? He's saying legalization of marijuana is almost the same as legalizing the drinking of beer. So there's a thin line there. What do you think?
Well, maybe that's his point of view. That's his understanding. But from my point of view, I would not say so. Because both stuffs that we're talking about here, in most cases, they've got negative effects. It's so sad. Right, he's talking about legalization of, alcohol, beer, so to say. Well, I think right from the beginning, when beer has not been as much restricted as it has, as marijuana has, and because maybe looking at it from the fact that, like I would put it in a way, some people say it's food and drink. So when you look at it from that angle, I think people have taken it from that angle to say the effects of alcohol are not as much as the effects of marijuana. We are talking here even health-wise. Well, from the little knowledge that I know, health-wise, yes, when people that suffer, from cirrhosis and whatever, after too much of it, but we've heard the percentage, much of the people that we've heard of suffering with cancer in as far as marijuana is concerned. So maybe
people must
just be careful.
Actually, Reverend, those points that you just mentioned are the ones that have been debunked and have been shown to not be true. And in a lot of cases, the statistics have actually been the reverse of what you are saying. And it's a proven fact. The biggest argument that the people against marijuana have, the withdrawal from society, they say, on the effects. And obviously, people do not smoke marijuana like they smoke tobacco. Alcohol, for instance, somebody will drink 12 beers, maybe 15 beers in a row, and then they'll get in a car and they'll fall over the road. Whereas the same cannot be said for marijuana. There are no statistics to say this guy smoked marijuana and he was weaving and couldn't keep the car in control.
Is the disparity of the societies that we're trying to bring together, we're trying to compare here. Because we should bear in mind that one man's sleep is another man's poison. So I should think probably the American society and the Zimbabwean society, maybe it's what brings that, that dividing line. Because from my understanding and from the little bit of research that I've done in within Zimbabwe, it seems as if the weed checkers, definitely they're prone to cancer, disease. And as much as those that also drink have problems with cirrhosis and other poisoning of alcohol poison. But from the little bit of research I've done, from being actually, it has proven even mental derangement in some of these youngsters. It's mostly because of this weed. When they smoke that weed and what the effects that weed has on those small people, so those young people, then there is that mental disorder, that comes up, in their lives. And it's ruining their future.
And the bottom line, this is the last question. The bottom line, Mr. Ndabambi, is, should Zimbabwe actually legalize marijuana?
America is a very advanced society, especially when it comes to human freedom. So to compare it to Zimbabwe, where people still cannot walk and fall, it's comparing apples and oranges. So, we can't really say, And moreover, like I said, drug abuse in this country is rampant. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar, probably a trillion dollar industry. The fact that marijuana is compared to the other drugs, bath salts and all of those that people have never heard of.
Now, your last word, Reverend Mutenda.
Well, my last word is, first of all...
Legalization first.
This is what I want to say. Legalization first. I don't think, and I will never subscribe to that marijuana should be legalized in Zimbabwe. I think the checks and balances which we are putting as a nation to say such kind of weed, such kind of drugs, there has to be, you know, that curtailment in as far as the society is concerned, because we may definitely ruin. My brother is talking from a point of a very huge, huge population as compared to a small population like us. Like we say, comparing oranges and apples, so I strongly believe it should not be legalized.
Do you have something to add, Mr. Ndabambi?
I believe that people's lives should not be legislated. I believe that people should, as a matter of course, decide what is good for them. And as it is, it's a good thing for America because the people themselves decided this is what we want to do. It didn't come from being directed and told, you're going to do this or leave this or